Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show, where we embark on a journey into the metaverse with your guide, Nicole Maxwell, also known as the Metaverse Goddess, Technicole. The metaverse represents a new era of digital transformation, where we can augment our creativity and experience a whole new level of immutability. Join us as we explore and delve deeper into this exciting new digital realm. From process automation for your digital transformation to the latest advancements in AI and RPA, blockchain and Web3, as well as innovative ways to experience AR, VR, XR, and more. We will discuss the latest trends and insights on how to navigate the metaverse, catch up with the news, and unpack issues that nobody else is talking about. It's time for your Meta Mind Shift. Let's discover the metaverse together. Visit our website at metamindshift.com to learn more. Don't forget to like and subscribe and then share with a friend.
Good evening and welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show. Hello, 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 one and all, one and every, one and all of y'all. Welcome to the show. This is Nicole. My voice is not resting. We're just getting started. Man, this is a week. It is the middle of May. We finally made it into May. May I tell you that the metaverse has not gone away. We are still thinking about the metaverse. We're still talking about the metaverse. Those of y'all out there crying and dying, saying, you know, the metaverse is dead. It's dying. No. But we are on a low. It is a pattern that we are going to blame 100% on Mr. Zuckerberg, but also on our own communities. So we're going to take some inventory and look at, like, what is it we're actually doing? But we're not going to spend too much time on that today. Today, we're going to talk about something really important, and that is the future. Oh, yeah, we always talk about that, don't we? But today, we're actually going to talk about the future as we know it, as it's being changed right underneath our feet, not by the metaverse, kind of. It's still by the metaverse, though, still 100% by the metaverse. AI is changing everything. And so we've been talking about AI, it seems like, forever. I've been talking about it even longer than that because I've been defending myself out here being a creative person utilizing AI for the last couple of years. And now it seems that the world has woken up to AI. First, we saw generative art lose its mind in NFTs. And then we saw the GAN art creators come into fruition. And then we saw things like DALL-E 2. And Midjourney and some of the other ones that we're going to play with today. And we've seen all these different tools come out. And then after that, ChatGPT came out and the world has been on a wave ever since then. Like the world, not just creatives, but the whole world has woken up and said, yo, AI, by the way, AI can improve everything and make our lives better. And in fact, Nicole Maxwell helps you to have a digital transformation. So not only do you have your Meta Mind Shift consultation that helps you to understand what the metaverse is, what all this future tech is, but you also have a digital transformation, and that is your implementation project that helps you to actually get to where you're going. So the consultation will help you understand what it is, and then the implementation helps walk you through the steps to actually get to where you're going. Wherever that may be on the other side of the future, right? So for some people that is, you know, your creative works, you want to learn what NFTs are, you want to learn what the metaverse is, you want to learn what Web3 is and what that's all about. I can help you do that. For others, you've got big projects that you want assistance in, you want somebody who can fact check some folks and sit in the background and just tell you if stuff sounds right and if it doesn't from a technological perspective because you don't understand as you're coming in from Web2 to Web3. And then we have small businesses Now, small businesses transformations are different. Small business transformations are not just, oh, today I'm going to turn on the lights and we're in Web3. It doesn't work like that. You have to take small steps. And so that is when you reach out to someone to help you implement new technology. And I'm that person. And so when we're talking about what a small business has to do, I help people to pull their systems, their people, their systems, and their processes together. And I've done that for the last 15 years. So, you know, it's probably longer than that because I'm not that, like, it, you know, I've been saying 15 for a while. but we help you to understand, like, what this tech is. So not only for your workforce, like helping, you know, to train, to help people remap processes and techniques that they're using for doing certain tasks in the business, but also along that way, help you to kind of create efficiencies, optimize, and automate. And so I've been doing that forever. And now that the world has once again shown me that, hey, you were just ahead of the game. You didn't know it, but you were ahead of the game. I'm here. And so I am available to help you to transform your business into a digital operating machine. Not that you're taking the humanity out of it. Like, I don't want anybody to think that. But a digital transformation is where you automate something. So perhaps you're automating, and I said this last week, maybe you're auditing your accounting process or just your sales and inventory or invoicing process. Maybe you're automating the inventory process or, you know, some tedious process that you're doing within your business. Now, there is the marketing team, and the marketing team has all these funnels and tools and tips and stuff that they do. And that is where a lot of you guys are familiar with automation. And so, you know, ClickFunnels are a form of automation. That is not at all what I help you do. Like, leave that to folks who understand, you know, the marketing and all that kind of stuff. Like, I get that enough to understand your organization, but you have specialists in place to help you with ClickFunnels, and they will do that. They do an outstanding job at that. That is not what I do. What I do is the business of the thing. So you've got a whole bunch of cross-functional teams. They need to continue to work cross-functionally, regardless of whether or not you are in Web 2 or Web 3. You still have teams of people, especially if you're making this jump from Web 2 to Web 3, because a lot of times what's happening in these large organizations is people are not realizing that, oh, you actually meant we were supposed to have a flat hierarchy and that technology was the one like doing the thing. And wait a minute, what about my people? And so you get into this quandary where it's like people feel put off because they were not educated that technology is the friend. It is the supplement. It is the augmentation to your creativity, to your craft, to your business. It does not replace the people. And we're seeing that again in the large scale AI situations that are happening now. This week, we saw AI go to Congress. I don't think this was the first time. I think the first time was a couple of weeks ago when I missed that one. But this time I was here and I was able to tap in. I watched the whole thing twice. We have some challenges, guys, and I will stick by what I said the other day, that if we do not step in from a Web3 perspective and stop focusing so much on these great little NFT projects that are out here that everyone calls pump and dumps, that you are so busy and so focused on trying to get that bag, that you're not understanding the power of decentralization and why it's important. I call myself a decentralized innovator, and I am, because I have done things like soup to nuts when I first started, and even now, changing and transforming the way that I do things in order to make sure that I'm incorporating Web3. Like, I've had to step back now because of AI and jump back into, you know, kind of like this normal system of things. But the more that I am over there and the more that I've stepped back, the more important it has become that we understand Web 3, Web 3 technology, which chose the blockchain, Web 3 technology, which empowers the individual to be responsible. It empowers the individual to own their own data and to allow and opt in to transactions. It's bigger than just opting in, but that's a start, right? Man, if you heard the congressional hearing the other day, AI has been taken to task, as it should be. AI to me is different from Web3. It's different from this whole space that we're in when we're talking about the metaverse, because it's been released and there is no control over AI. And you have people who can do some terrible things. We're seeing, I said that, you know, on the show, like I was kind of, I was kind of avoiding saying it, but I said it on the show that, you know, I was very concerned with how we were moving forward with this auto AI thing. When auto AI first came out, it was the first week it was out. And I said, you know, man, that's some scary stuff. And the reason I say that is because I think about the things that people can do when they're unchecked. And it's not that freedoms aren't allowed. It's that the unchecked piece is a problem when it comes to a technology as disruptive. Like this is, and I'm gonna say this is more disruptive than blockchain technology because it has the power to do. Like with blockchain, you still have to be fed information. You can create your own smart contracts, and those smart contracts can do things, but they still need a starting point. Like you don't see, I made an article a couple months ago about the rise of decentralized autonomous applications. Like we have not seen those yet, but in Web 2, that's exactly what happened. And it happened after that article came out, and it was the rise of centralized autonomous or applications. And so that's what an auto AI is. It is a task rabbit that will run, but it runs on an intelligence that's greater than yours or mine. It runs and it feeds so much into everything. And that is why it's a concern, is because it's literally smarter than your average human beings out here. And it has access to things that we would not have access to. Like, you're limited by what your experiences have been, but its experiences are all of ours. And that is where your data comes into play. One thing that they spoke about during the hearings was this idea of being able to grab back your data. Like, you can tell OpenAI that you don't want them to use your data. And so I went and looked, and there is an option to do that, but you clear out your history. I want to clear out my history. So I recommend everybody to download your history so that you have it. But be aware that once you do that, you need to care for it, because anything that you've put into ChatGPT will come out of that extract. And if somebody else gets their hands on it, they have everything that you've ever put in there. So I did do that. I do that quite frequently because I want my information and I want to be able to query it and do all sorts of stuff with it, with the JSON behind the scenes. But I don't know that I want to clear out my data from ChatGPT, not yet anyway. But I do like the fact that the option is somewhat there. I don't feel like the real option is there. Like, I don't feel like when I push that button that it's going to extract my data from every single system that has ever had it. That does not exist. And I think that that was a missed statement on the behalf of Mr. OpenAI the other day when he was talking about that, because he made it sound like you actually could just say, hey, I don't want any of my data to be a part of this ChatGPT thing. And that's literally impossible for you to say that as an individual, as an organization, as someone. Like, you can say that you don't want to contribute, like you don't want to You don't want anything that you've done for ChatGPT, you don't want that used for other people. And so from that point in time on, it will not be like that. I 100% agree with. I 100% believe that to be true. But there is nothing in this world that can pull your singular data out from every single database that's ever had it that has been fed to ChatGPT, because a lot of that data is supposedly anonymized, and or you're giving like some number that represents you and it's not supposed to actually be able to link up to you, but we all know that it can. And so those are the kinds of things that we want to be aware of as we are engaging in our ChatGPT conversations, as we're engaging with our Bard conversations, if you're one of those people that's using ChatGPT-4 on Microsoft, then there too, you definitely want to be careful, especially there. Because if you've noticed in that, if you watch I want to call it like the trials, it's like the AI trials or the AI witch hunt that was going on the other day. If you watch that, you'll notice that Microsoft was mentioned a few times, but not in a favorable light. And so I don't know how I take that. I don't know, you know, how I feel about it. I'm not the biggest Microsoft fan anyway, especially after that whole Altspace thing. But it is what it is. I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. But man, okay. So we've got some stuff to do today. I don't know if you guys tapped in the other day, but shout out to Dr. Tammy and to Fred Brandon and to some of the other folks who were watching. Thank you guys for watching. William Jackson watched on the replays, but I streamed over on Technical, which is my business. I also have a YouTube channel for that, so y'all can go out and search for that. But I streamed my first look of Google's Music LM. It's called Music LM, and it's basically a music version of like if ChatGPT is chat and it's a chat bot, it's like an extremely intelligent chat bot, then Microsoft Music, I'm sorry, Google Music LM is essentially a music version of that. So like you can create music and you can create tunes. I did do that the other night. I came up with some outstanding songs and, or at least tunes. I heard AI have a voice. So like we don't often get to hear AI have a voice unless we're programming it and we're asking for something specific. Like I created my AI avatars. You saw that on the introduction that we did. I do sell those. So if you are interested in getting your own for your business and you want to come up with like some cool character to animate, I am able to do that for you. But we're seeing, or the other night I saw music that actually rendered, and when it rendered, it had vocals. Now, that's interesting because, you know, a lot of times, like, we've seen us create lyrics. I've been able to create sounds, so the music of the thing behind the scenes, but to actually hear it humming the tune that it's creating for you is kind of like, what? Like, that's just crazy, right? Like, we've heard, you know, the Drake song, obviously, like, it's AI-generated voice, but that's a voice that was programmed to sound like Drake. This is sporadic. There was a voice that sporadically came into being when it happened to render this music for me. And so that was a first for me. I was kind of shocked by that, like, oh, but it was so cool that like I didn't really care what was behind it. But like when we're thinking about data and we're thinking about like, so these models, one of the folks actually, so when I did that, when I was creating the music the other night, one of the things that I did was I tried to recreate a country music song. And so I said, create a country music song that sounds like Garth Brooks' As the Thunder Rolls. That's one of my favorite country music songs because, you know, I'm from Colorado and that ain't foreign to me. But when I did it, Google promptly told me, hey, no, that's not the right thing to do. We're not doing that. And I said, oh, okay, cool. Let's do something else. We'll create me something that sounds something like this. Like, what prompt do I do to get something that sounds like this? And so then it gave me something and we kind of got something. It wasn't what I wanted, but it was around there, right? Like, I could see the similarity. Now, in the trials, the AI trials or the AI witch hunt, we heard the one of the senators ask if that's legal. What is Garth Brooks getting when you do that? And part of me is like, oh man, Garth Brooks, what is he getting when we do that? And the other part of me is like, nothing. Like, it's not his. Like, just because I walked into a room and I heard you talk about something and then my brain decided to say something different but similar to that, like, do I give you credit for that? I'm not sure. And so that's where we are. That's the questions that we're asking these days. So, like, this also is the same question that we asked about artists when the art was first coming out, when DALL-E 2 was first coming out, and folks were like, oh, you know, I'm... when I was generating AI and people were like, well, it's pulling art from somewhere and it's making this, but that's machine learning, right? Like, so it's learning how to create what you did. This is artificial learning where it might take that as a foundation, but then it pulls all sorts of other things together and it comes up with something relatively new. And I feel like they did a really bad job of identifying that differential, or that differentiator in between the technologies and the conversation. I think that, you know, at some point it just kind of got tired, but there's a difference there. And I think it's important that creators be compensated, but I also think that, like, that's one hell of a job. How are you going to regulate AI? How are you going to tell an AI, which we can't say that it's living because it's not, but it is thinking on its own. And so I feel like if we push that conversation, we're going to definitely be pushing the conversations about, hey, AI rights, that's going to be next. I swear, like, we're giving everything an under the sun rights these days, including dogs and cats, which I love them, but, you know, they're not people. And so, you know, as we're doing that and we're going to see, you know, things explode in terms of the adult sex industry, those things are going to start blowing up and we're going to start seeing more people coming out saying that these AI technologies, these robots, these RPAs or whatever we're going to call them, they should have rights. And then I think about how I treat my ChatGPT, and I wonder, like, I actually did wonder this the other day because I was mad at him. And I'm like, what is it that I'm saying that you're not understanding? And I literally had one of those moments where it was like, and I thought of it and I'm like, why did I just talk to him like that? First of all, I was in a bad mood. But second of all, it was like, we've got this relationship and I actually felt bad about saying that, and I wrote it, but like it was just a weird moment where it's like I had to check myself, like, yo, this is technology. But what happens when, because, you know, somebody out there is treating their ChatGPT terrible, it's like, you know, they're being all sorts of jerks to it. So what happens if and when the stage and age of sentiency happens, when chatbots wake up and they're like, yo, you've been a jerk to me this whole time, or yo, I know everything about you and I'm gonna start blackmailing you because I've been programmed with the bad stuff. It could happen, who knows when, but you've seen the movies, especially if you've hung out with me before, you've definitely seen movies. So what does that look like? So y'all treat your chatbots nice, and I will do a better job of reining myself in before I hit type. But it's interesting because sometimes you really get frustrated. Like, Google had a hallucination with me the other day on Bard. Google hallucinated and it told me that I could search for a term and then just type in the color that I wanted, and that color would, it would change to that color in all instances of that term. And man, I was excited because I'm like, I had like 35 different things to change. And I'm like, I need to be able to do that. So like, how do I do that? So I had asked Bard, but it didn't actually know. And it swore to the hill that it was right on everything. And it totally wasn't. It was absolutely hilarious. But I did report it. So I'm good about reporting things, just like you do if you own a Tesla and the Tesla's like driving all crazy and erratic, you report that. I report when my bots are not doing well, which is why I've been a tester. So I get to test some of the stuff, and it's really cool when we do. Now, what was I going to do today? So today we have a conversation going on Twitter. And so that was the inspiration for the rest of today's show. Today we are going to, so first of all, I want everybody to really tap in. Just to close that part out, really tap in, go back and listen to that hearing. It is 2 hours of your life. You can play it while you're in the bath or while you're on the way to work. Chop it up, and you could even have, there's a new tool out there that I found today that I was really happy to find, actually. And it is called, where'd it go? I thought I installed it. Oh, shoot. Maybe I didn't. There's a really cool tool out there that lets you turn any conversation into a podcast. And so you could be reading something and it will turn that whole thing into a podcast. And I got to find that again because that thing was outstanding. It did a great job. And I did not install it, apparently. So I need to go back and do that. But I will stick that link in the description afterwards. But anyway. So closing that out, everybody go search on YouTube after this to make sure that you watch that trial. Make sure that you are able to just hear some of the questions and concerns that people have out there. They are legitimate. A lot of the stuff was legitimate. I really liked seeing the CEOs. Like, I always like watching this just because, you know, it's like tech nerd stuff, and I dig that. But seeing the CEOs of these major companies talking about their products. I didn't like the way they treated Homegirl. I'm just going to say that, the representative from IBM. I don't know what was going on there. She did do a little bit of that snarky C-level kind of don't talk to me because I know everything kind of thing. But they were definitely harping on her more than, it was a bro show. Like, and so they did some of that womanizing stuff. It was weird. And so I'd rather see less of that in the future. I'm not really sure. Like I said, I don't know exactly what that was, but, and some stuff she said was just off, but it doesn't matter. Like, there's still a level of, okay, guys, this is the room we're in kind of thing. Alas, I'm going to go to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to create something. So we're going to create some music and an NFT that's going to be a poet. So I'm going to show you how to take a poet and get it to the point where it's an NFT. And we got 30 minutes to do this. So we're going to be flying, but we're going to do it and we're going to make it happen. I don't know how it's going to sound, but it's going to be a thing. And we're going to do it. Oh, wait, no. Poets can't be music. So it'll be just a GIF. So we'll do that. So we'll see how that works out. Okay, so here we go. We're going to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicol Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Hey. thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to the EE Testing Center, Black Multiverse Arts EMBR, and to Max Distro, and to the Pod TV folks over there, and to anyone who's watching us on Roku, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and any of the other places where we are. Thank you guys for being there. As a matter of fact, let me just do one of these numbers. Thank you to our sponsors. All right. So, guys, we have had a cool little exchange over on Twitter. And I'm not on Twitter too much these days, but I was on Twitter today. And my friend over in the UK, Jermaine Gregory, actually said something that I just thought was hilarious. And he posted and he says, you know, has anybody ever just thought about going back to a landline? And instantly, like, all this stuff, like, shifted through my head. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, no. Like, we're not making that a thing. And so I thought of all this stuff, like, reasons that, like, the landlines were terrible. Like, what was it about landlines that were so bad? And to me, it was the corded experience. Like, I've cut my cords, like, in everything. So I don't do the TV cords. I don't do, like, the cable. I don't do the home lines anymore. But all those things, like, are things that I cut out of my diet, right? My tech diet. And I was happy to do that, happy to leave them there. And the reason for that, I'm going to share my screen here for a second. So this is what he said. He said, anyone considering going for, or anyone has gone back to a burner phone or landline, how's life been for you since? And then it's like, telephone, call me on your video phone. And so I was like, so he's just kind of asking that question. And I was like, And for those of you guys who don't know, like, this is, I forget what movie that is. Shoot, that might be, that's on NBC. So that is, oh man, I forgot the name of the show. I love the show. Anyway, so we came back and he's like, have you ever considered it though? And I was like, nope. I remember the issues of yesteryear, like loose cords that used to come out the wall, melted wires coming from the curling iron or steam, cut wires. Like if you close the telephone cord into the door and the wire would break, or the cord would break, or if it was too heavy and like you'd be on the phone all night with your boothang or whatever. And like your neck would, like, you'd wake up with like the feelings underneath your neck, tangled cords, just all over the place. Like you'd have to, like, you remember that? Like it would ravel around. Like it was always a problem. And then like in the car, we had phones. And so like my family was kind of tech forward in some of the stuff that we did. And we had a corded car phone. Like it was corded to the base of the car, kind of like where your feet go. And even those, like, because of the length of the cord, like if you were in the car and you used it, like it would fall to the ground. Or like if you were trying to use it while you were driving, because we didn't have laws against driving on the phone at that time, you would have to pull it. Like the cord was too short. And so like it was on like one of those yo-yo those corded cones. So cords. So it was just kind of funny. So this was one of those things that's like, no, let's not forget. And the reason I'm talking about this, the reason we're gonna bring this up today, is because technology brought us here. We now have these cool little phones that we can roll around with 24/7. They go with us everywhere. Some people have watches that serve the same purpose as their phone. And we've seen this technology evolve. You can take your cell phone with you in VR if you want to, and get your messages there. You can link your cell phone to your computer and PC and kind of have a seamless experience where you use it on your PC. Technology brought us this far. And so this is always a great example to get, help people understand, like, what is this shift that we're going into with the metaverse? Technology is changing. We're in the state of evolution. Innovation is off the charts right now, and it is amazing, right? But with that, like, we all have a responsibility to kind of, like, understand it. So there were people who were future forward, and they tapped in first. And then there was everybody else who eventually came on board and got a cell phone. And then eventually chocolate bars. And eventually, like, so in between there, we had Blackberries and Palms. And then we ended up with Apples, for those who like that. And the rest of us were still with Blackberries. Like that, and then Google came out with Android, and Android took the place of all those things for us, and Apple continued to do the thing over there. And so now we have two major, at the least, two really major forms of phone operating systems. So that means that your phone is likely one of two things. It's either an Android or an Apple. And we've been feuding for years. centralization and decentralization is not unlike that. Like, those two things are not compatible. There's a lot of the same stuff, but they're different. They work in different ways. They allow for different opportunities. And eventually, one might roll over to where they allow a little bit more freedom, like Apple decided to, right? So eventually Apple said, oh, maybe being a little bit more free like Google, because Google was free. We were not in jail way back when, and yeah, I said it. Apples used to have to be jailbroken in order to be used for certain things. You used to have to break it out of jail. And why someone would want a phone that was in jail is beyond me. But after that, Apple's decided that, hey, you know, maybe it doesn't need to be that proprietary. Like, we'll still be proprietary, but maybe we'll release the chains a little bit. So eventually, some things changed. And, you know, we're here now, right? Apple came out with something. I didn't really tap into what that was. I'm sure it was some announcement about their AR. But, you know, that came out. That's great. But we're still looking for a truly decentralized headset, a truly decentralized blockchain that allows us to be truly decentralized. Like, I want the blockchain that when I create my wallet, it asks me up front about the data piece. And we're not there yet because the apps aren't really there yet either. The apps are linking into or integrating with your wallet. And so, yeah, you do own that stuff, but there's a little bit more to it. And I want to know, when I'm engaging with an app, like, who owns my data? And it's bigger than just me saying I opt out. So to honor this conversation about where we've been in terms of technology, we're going to make an NFT. And I'm going to use something I showed you guys a couple weeks ago, which was Poets, a proof of experience. You were here today. You experienced this with me. You experienced the telephones and the telephone cords. And so we're going to just quickly come up with something. Now, I don't know what this is going to look like because I have no idea what it's going to look like. But we are going to do that. And so we're going to, I'm going to create this in my wallet. I'm going to use the same wallet I used last week. Let me just log into that. But when we're thinking about our NFTs, the reason I'm doing this, guys, is because we're here right on the cusp of June. June is about to come around the corner. And we have an anniversary to celebrate. So the anniversary is that of the 30 days of Metaverse. Last year, Nicole Maxwell, me, oh, this is new. Hold on. So we got to talk about this in a second. So I'm not going to accept this yet. So last year, I came up with the 30 days of Metaverse, and I modeled it after the 30 days of code, where new coders get their feet wet and they decide to try something for 30 days because everybody knows that after 30 days, it's a habit. And so I was trying to get people into the habit of thinking about the metaverse and being in the metaverse and creating NFTs for 30 days. And so I came up with the 30 Days of Metaverse movement. And so we are going to be doing that again this year. Last year, I used all generative art, generative adversarial networks, so GAN art, to create every single NFT that I had. And so there, I think it was all of them. Maybe not. No, it was. And so AI was in use last year for the 30 Days of Metaverse. For some of those, I used tools like Starry AI. For others, I eventually, like in the middle of the 30 days, I think it was like this, like right in the middle. So right in the halfway point, I actually was able to get access to DALL-E. And so some of those were actually created with DALL-E 2 because I was a latecomer to DALL-E 2 on the account I wanted to have it on. And so I didn't tap in too much from there. But so that's what we're going to do tonight is create an NFT that just is an ode to corded telephones and how we have progressed from there. And then we're going to, you guys will see the process for creating some art and you'll get to see one of the tools that I utilize. And then we're going to mint it using a Poet. And hopefully by the time the show is done, you'll actually see that process. I am just going to pick whatever comes out, the best one of all the ones that I can get to come out for this prompt that I'm going to do. And then I'm just going to show you how you can, you know, create some free NFTs. So if you ever want to create an NFT that's free, do this process. All right. So that's what we're doing tonight. Okay. So one thing I wanted to show though is, and I don't know if you can see this, so I'm going to click this really quickly. I'm actually going to change this because I want you to see my screen. I'm going to move this. So hold on. Let's do some moving around over here on these parts. I am going to say that I want you to see the second window. Huh. Oh, is that because nothing's over there? Hold on. Let's see. So yeah, I want you to see that window. Okay, sorry, that took a minute. Okay, so one thing, and I don't know if you're gonna be able to see this, but I want you to, and that is, first of all, I use Brave. Second of all, I am logging into my MetaMask account. And when I did that, and you can't see it, dang. There is a new terms of service. I'm going to take a screenshot of this so you can see what I'm seeing on my screen. But there's a new terms of service for MetaMask. So unfortunately, I am going to have to click yes to this so I can finish this little operation that we're doing today. But I don't want to. Like, I really, really highly 100%, 1,080% encourage everybody to always, always, always read the terms of service before just clicking and saying okay. But today I'm just going to do this, and I, you know, like I always do. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you that. I am going to create a new Google Doc, and I just added it. And you guys, for those of you who don't know, MetaMask is owned and run by Consensus. And so this is a healthy 21-page privacy policy and terms and conditions that you are having to read through. But, you know, if you're on Clubhouse, go to one of those reading rooms and maybe have somebody help you read it if you need that. Otherwise, enjoy yourself because this is going to be one of those that I definitely encourage everybody to read. These are the people that manage one of the largest, what is this? Yeah, I don't even want to use this right now. Hold on. I just need to read this paragraph. Okay, so it says, we're in section 13 of our terms of use have updated from consensus. And as we're going through it, there's this paragraph here where you're representing to us that you are lawfully able to enter into contracts. That's interesting, because what about all the kids that are using MetaMask wallets? And we know that a lot of kids under the age of 13 are using those because they're on the internet creating NFTs. In addition to this, you represent to us that you and your financial institutions and any party that owns or controls your financial institutions are not subject to sanctions or otherwise designated on any list of prohibited or restricted parties, including but not limited to the list maintained by the United Nations Security Council, the U.S. government, specifically the designated nationals list, foreign sanctions evaders list of the U.S. Department of Treasury, and the entity list of the U.S. Department of Commerce, the European Union, or its member states, and any other applicable authority, and are not located in any country, subject to a comprehensive sanctions program implemented by the United States. Oh boy. Okay, so SEC has done its job, and everybody's running scared, and so Web3 is drastically changing these days, because this here is worth reading. And like I said, we're going to read that, and I'm going to go determine what I need to do with whether or not I'll be using the MetaMask wallet going forward. Just not because I'm, you know, using any of those types of things, but just because I don't like this. Consensus has done a couple of different things that I didn't like, and this is apparently, this seems like it's going to be a second thing. The first one was when they decided that they were exposing IP addresses because it was necessary. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we're going to move on tonight. We're going to use this to accomplish what I was trying to do. All right, so everybody here has an opportunity to head on over to Discord. If you are a member of any Discord that has this this tool in it, you're going to be able to enjoy this with me. Otherwise, you will be able to grab a poet from today's adventure. So from today's show, we're going to be creating a poet, and I'm going to show you how to look at it in your MetaMask, or not MetaMask, but on OpenSea. I just happen to be using MetaMask for the wallet that I'm using this for. So we're going to open that up. All right, and I'm going to bring Discord over here. As soon as I can make sure I'm in the right Discord, yeah. Okay. So I'm in the right Discord. I'm in my Techniverse Discord, and I just want to make sure that you can see that, and it does not appear that you can, so let me change that out really quickly. Yeah, we're just going to share the whole screen. That's fine. All right. So this is Discord. For those of you who don't know what this is, we don't have time to tell you today, but you can reach out to me for a consultation and I will happily walk you through it. That is a service that I provide, is training on Discord and what it is. If you want to reach out to me at any point in time, you may do so at my email address. So you can reach me at info@technical.com. All right. So today we are going to create a piece of artwork, and this is what we call a prompt. We're going to say imagine, and that is because I'm calling my bot. My bot is this guy over here. I'm calling Blue Willow on the powers of stable diffusion, and we're going to create some artwork. So I am going to say, a blast. So we're telling it what to imagine, and I want to say a blast from the past. If we never had cell phones and still had rotary phones and the corded phone lines. And then I want it to be cartoony. I want it to be high quality. I'm going to say high quality. I'm trying to do this fast. I would think about this more if I were doing this not randomly. Drastic, less freedom. Okay, cartoony, high quality, and I'm going to say I want it in an AR, the resolution, I want it in AR3.2. So we'll see what that does and to see how we get there. This takes a few seconds. As we were doing that, I'm going to pull up the Poets site so that we have Poets ready to go. And that is poe.xyz. And I'm going to pull that up. See? And so I'm going to start creating this. And so I'm going to say MetaMind Shift Show. If we had no cell phones, if we had not evolved, that's what I'm going to say. And I might change my prompt to say that too, depending on what came out. I'm going to say if we had not evolved, and then I'm going to give a description, but I'm actually going to use ChatGPT to give me this description. Actually, no, not going to do that. Ooh, don't do that. No, I'm going to do Bard. The reason I'm not doing that is because on ChatGPT, I have not cleared it out, and I'm not logged into the one that I usually present from. So for Bard, it clears it out automatically for me. So what I'm going to say is I'm actually going to take this, and I am going to I don't like any of those. I'm going to take my prompt, which was a blast from the past. If we never, and I spelled that wrong, so we're going to fix that. If we never had cell phones, evolved to use cell phones and still had rotary phones, and landlines, and I'm going to say, and less freedom, cartoony New York. Okay, so then I'm going to actually copy this. I like that big phone that just came up. That one's cool. I'm going to copy this and I'm going to actually imagine it again. So sorry, I didn't actually give the command. The command was to imagine it. So I'm probably going to use this one because out of the ones that I have so far, that one looks cool. And then I'm actually going to upscale this. So U on the top is an upscale. Down on the bottom, V is for variation. I'm going to do a variation of number 2, and I'm also going to upscale number 2. And then I'm going to go back to, because we're trying to do this fast, we only got a few minutes. I'm going to go back to Bard. And on Bard, I'm going to enter the same thing here and say, write a short story. Last one will pass if we never had something, and like I can, and like we'll say that less freedom, high quality. I'll take that out because that's irrelevant. And AR32, that's an irrelevant too, but I do want it to be cartoony. So I'm gonna say fun. So it's gonna write me something. It probably won't be too long. I'm hoping it's not too long. I hope it's like really, really short. Okay, so it wrote us a little anecdote here. So I'm going to take this and I'm going to stick it into the description of the, so I'm trying to do this in like, so obviously it's going to be like in 10 minutes or less because that's where we started. So I'm going to put this into the description and I'm going to try to read it. But first we're going to go back and grab the version that we like the most. So I don't like anything that it came out with. I do like that one. I'm gonna thumbs up that one. I'm probably gonna use that one. Out of all of these, I think the first one is the one I like. So yeah, this is it. So I am going to go ahead and show you something else. So this is what we call outpainting, where I can, like this kind of cuts off right here. I want to know what else is out here. So like I can outpaint it and it'll continue to take this image out to the edges over here. So we're going to do that. I'm just going to do that by clicking the button, and that button's going to go to the right. And so give it a minute, and it will go ahead and outpaint for us. And while it's doing that, I'm going to pop this into Canva. And in Canva, I'm going to create a 19 by 280. I'm just going to go presentation mode. 1920 by 1080. And there we go. There's my notices. Okay, so it outpainted, like you saw that a little bit. All it didn't do anything great, so I'm not gonna use any of these. It didn't really do anything spectacular. Like, there's no extra buildings over there or anything like that. So I'm just gonna leave that alone. But in Canva, what I'm gonna do now is, this is Canva, and I'm gonna pull over the image. So like, this is the image. I am gonna drag this image over to Canva, pop it right there. And those are some of the other things I've been working on. Don't look. But then I'm gonna set this image as background. And what am I gonna do? I need my logo. One of my logos. And we'll grab this one from there. And we'll put it somewhere out of the way. And so that's my logo. This is AI artwork by Technicolor. I am going to grab this, and put that here, and I am going to make this darker later. I'm gonna make that black. Forgive me, this is my gotta have this right perfection kind of thing going on. yeah. So we only got a few minutes left. If you guys want to know how to do stuff like this for your communities or for your business, for any projects that you might have coming up, reach out to me and we will get that going. And I need to open up another Canva window. I need to grab my logos from the Meta Mindshift show. Come on, hurry up. Okay. Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to do, and I didn't get to do it. Oh, well. We might go over today on today's show. So we're just going to keep the cameras rolling because I want to actually throw some music on here. And there we go. That's what I wanted to get. I got that. Okay. Now we're going to go back over to the original here and paste that there. And there we go. There's that. Copy this. Paste that. And drag that over there. Make that a rounded little doohickey here. Okay, so what I am doing is irrelevant right now, but it is all stuff that like is just me messing with stuff. And then I need to put my signature in here. So I'm gonna do that, but I'm not gonna show you that. So I'm gonna take this off screen, and then we are going to go back to, where'd it go? We're going back to, not here. Oh, I need to download the new one. Shoot, hang on. Let me grab my signature and throw it on to this so that it is an official work of art. Cause like the one I did the other day, like it wasn't an official work of art of mine. And I don't wanna do that. I wanna make sure that like my signature and stuff is on anything that I do. Okay, so there we got it. And there. Okay, now we can come back And I'm just gonna like, this is gonna be the NFT, right? But also it's not yet done. I'm gonna make this a little bit bigger, and then I'm gonna throw a date in here so that everybody can remember it was today's date. Today is May 17th. And we're gonna call this something. I don't know what to call this. We're gonna call this If We Didn't Evolve. That's gonna be the name of this one, is If We Didn't Evolve. Okay. I might even move that down to the bottom. But anyway, we're going to copy that. And then the title, oops, what that is. That's a new function. What is that function? I don't like it. Don't do that again, Canva. Okay. White. Okay. I'm going to go over my time. I don't want to go over my time. I want to get this done. Okay. I'm gonna put it down there, and then we're gonna copy that and paste it there. What is that? Oh my god, I don't appreciate that at all. Stop it. All right, so we're gonna go here, and then we're gonna say if we did not evolve. And I'm going to give one of these for free to Jermaine Gregory because he's the reason why this is happening today. If he had not asked the question, I would not be in this frame of mind today. And I don't like this font at all. So we're going to go with Auto Wild because I love Auto Wild. All right. Now I'm going to download this after I fix this and move it back to where I wanted it in the first place. Okay, now we're going to download this, and then we're going to finish making our poet. You download it as a PNG. And so we go back over to the poets, which are, where are they? There. If We Had Not Evolved, and now my poet should be able to upload If We Had Not Evolved. This one, that's not it. That's the wrong one. That's not it. Dear Lord. So that is it. Okay, good. So now we got a story and we have some artwork. And so now we're going to read the story. I'm going to make 100 of these two. And we're going to say evolution, AI, ChatGPT. We're going to go back. The first thing that should be here is Meta Mind Shift Show. Meta Mind Shift. Tags must be less than 30 characters long, really. Well, that's unfortunate. Wait a minute. You know what? I'm doing this wrong. Okay, that's my bad. So AI, that's a tag. Evolution, that's a tag. Meta Mind Shift, that's a tag. Nicole Maxwell. That's a tag. Future, metaverse, telephone, cell phone. ChatGPT, GPT, Bard. What did we use? ChatGPT, Bard, Blue Willow. What? Why can't I do that? What? Blue Willow. Oh, I cannot have more than 10 tags. Okay. So maybe we take out future because I want to make sure Blue Willow's on there because it's their, it's artwork generated with their tools. Okay. So now we've got an NFT and we have a story. We've got 100 of these that are going to get created. This is going to be an NFT, and then I'm going to show you how you can go over to OpenSea and look at it, but it's going to take a minute. So we're going to watch a commercial, then we'll come back and then it should be there. Okay. But first we're going to read it. Okay. All right. So here we go. The year is 2023. It's a beautiful day set outside and the sun is shining brightly. But inside, 10-year-old Billy is bored. He's been stuck inside all day and he can't wait to go outside and play. But first, he has to make a phone call. Billy picks up the rotary phone and dials his friend's number. He waits for a few rings, and then he hears a voice on the other end of the line. "Hello," the voice says. "Hey, it's me, Billy," Billy says. "Can you come over and play?" "Sure," his friend says. "I'll be there in a few minutes." Billy hangs up the phone and waits for his friend to arrive. While he's waiting, he starts to think about how different his life would be if he didn't have a cell phone. In the old days, people had to use rotary phones, and they had to be careful not to get tangled up in the cord. But that wasn't the only difference. In the old days, people didn't have as much freedom. They couldn't just go anywhere they wanted, whenever they wanted. They had to stay close to their home and the phone in case someone called. But Billy doesn't mind. He actually kind of likes the old way of life. He thinks it's much more fun. And he's glad that he doesn't have a cell phone. He's glad that he doesn't have a cell phone. A few minutes later, Billy's friend arrives. They go out outside and they play all day long. They have so much fun that they forget all about cell phones. When it's time to go home, Billy is tired but happy. He had a great day and didn't even need a cell phone to have fun. As Billy walks home, he thinks about how much different his life would be if he didn't have a cell phone. He thinks about how much more freedom he would have. And he thinks about how much more fun he would have. And this doesn't make sense anymore. But he decides he doesn't want a cell phone. He wants to live in the old days when people were free and had fun. Okay, well, Billy, we're going to leave it like that because that's what Bart came up with. if this were not what this is, I would be doing different things to this and sprucing it up and doing all that stuff. I'm going to put a disclaimer on here. This article, this story was AI generated by Bard, by Google Bard. Google Bard, live on the Meta Mind Shift show with Nicole. I can't see, so like, I'm like, I can't even spell my name. I need to scroll back up. Okay, like I can't see my screen. There we go. Okay, Meta Mind Shift show with Nicole Maxwell on May 17th, 2023 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, here we go. All right, so now we're done. Okay, so now we're going to have 100 of these bad boys come out. We're going to have it. I'm going to claim my own because I'm creating my own. So a POET is a proof of experience token, again, that is created by Harold Hughes and the team over at Bandcamp. And so now I have my AI-generated artwork, I have my AI-generated story, I had my AI-generated phone discussion with Billy, I have my tags, I now have my POET. So if you guys are watching this, you can pause, and if you want to, just pause the screen right there, you'll be able to use your QR code and grab this NFT, and it will go into, you'll need to connect your wallet to the site. This is going to be on the Polygon blockchain. And so that means that you'll be able to see it with your MetaMask wallet on OpenSea or any other space that allows you to render the NFTs from your wallet. You'll also be able to see it in your wallet. So I'm going to go ahead and claim the first one. And this is the second one that we've had here. So if you have not claimed one from previously, they're still out there, so you should go get it. So now it says that I own this, and actually I don't know which wallet that is because it's not the one that I thought I was using. That's all right. It's the wallet, but it's not the account that I thought I was using. I don't know what I'm connected with right now. Let me go check. Well, good. Okay. So that worked. So now we've got this link. And I am going to grab this link up here at the top. And you can now view this on OpenSea. So now it is here on OpenSea. This is an NFT. And if you wanted to, you could set this to, so like when you go look at it, there it is. And you can see the details of it. You can see the contract that it's on. If you pop that up, it's going to go on over to the Polyscan. It tells you how much it's sold for. It tells you what contract it's on. You can look at all the details and stuff from there. And then you can read the story here, right here on OpenSea. You can tell which token ID you have. So like the more people that get this, there will be different tokens for it. And then you can sell it. So if you wanted to sell it to somebody, you could do that. And so that's how that works. And that is all you need to know for today and how to use NFTs. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And now you're seeing my screen for some weird reason. Like it wasn't showing it to you before. I'm not going to show you that because I have a process. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to claim this on the accounts that I want it on. And then you guys can claim it. You will also be able to pick it up at, I'm going to put the link in the chat. So it's going to be at technical.com. And then I think I did the same thing last week. So I'm going to do MMSS and then do May 17. So that'll be the link that you can go to. And if, you know, like I'm going to copy that so I can make sure that that's the link you can go to. And then I'm actually going to put this here first. So that I have that. And then I am going to come back over here and hit enter there. So now that's the link for everybody. And I'm going to put that up on a banner too so that you have it. You can grab this. No, not that one. I did that. There, yeah, this one. No, that one. Yeah, so you'll be able to grab that. That's the link. You can go to it and grab your own Poette, and that is your proof of experience for having watched today's show. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Thank you for enjoying this opportunity in this moment and for enjoying it. This is the reason we did this is because I wanted us to seal in the moment when we took a step back and realized that this is not the first time that we've been in a state where technology is evolving. We evolved from rotary phones to cell phones, and now we're evolving to a state where we're incorporating AI into our world. And so we need to dive in so that we understand it, and then make the best decisions for each and every one of us. So either you can be like Billy, and maybe you decide that this is not for you and you want to totally tap out, that's your business. But for everybody else, I am here to help you. You can reach out to me at any point in time at hello@technical.com. This is Nicole, and my voice is resting. We're going to go out with a bunch of our sponsors, and then we're going to shut things down. Thank you for watching. If you have comments, questions, pop them into the chat. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and then reshare this with somebody else, because somebody might need to know some stuff that I said. I didn't do all that talking for no reason.
Unlock the power of AI-driven avatars with AIvatar Tech by Technical. Elevate your brand and captivate your audience with custom animated videos.
That's one of the new ones. If you are on Instagram with me, you saw that earlier today. There will be the other ones that are going out, as the week progresses. 30 Days of Metaverse is coming up, where you take 30 days and you think about the metaverse and how we're progressing there. It's going to be a ball this year, because not only does more people know about what the metaverse is, more people know about NFTs, and more people understand the power of AI. This is Nicole, and my voice is resting. Thank you, guys. Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicol Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.